HKX, mobile. Afternoon, Ken. I think there was a double there, though.
Go ahead.
How was your day?
Ken left a few minutes early. Got to swing by Ingles to pick up something for work.
That seems a little early for you.
Well, just a few minutes early, but I'm up here at Gap Creek Road. It says a little fuel light's on. It says I can make it, but I might need you to help me out.
I'm leaving your area now. It's 290.
Catastrophe.
Talking to one of my business owners, and he said it's really affecting his business. People don't want to come in there and fight the traffic.
I wonder if they got that wreck cleared up on 25.
Be finding out shortly. Today. Been slow. I was talking to a couple of my shops and car lots, and the business is off. The car lots, two of them said they hadn't sold a car in 2 weeks, which is unusual for them.
It's getting worse no matter what you hear on the news.
Some sectors are booming at the backside, and then other ones are just dying, it seems like.
Taking a little while to get parts.
What you mean? I've got hammers, and I repeat, hammers. Nothing special. Right now, they've been on back order for 81 days, and they're not due in until the end of September.
Tools, it's like special valves and stuff like that.
I don't know. Let's change the subject. I'm getting depressed talking about it, thinking about it.
30 seconds to get past this electronic sign. We'll be back now. KN4 GFW.
KN4 HKX. Rolling up here on this four-way in front of the Dollar General and Hungry Drover.
The inland port was, it was backed up a pretty good bit, but it looks like they got the problem fixed, but it's going to take a while to get caught up.
I mean, you think about how many containers go in and out of there in a day. And now you're a whole day behind.
The main server down in Charleston was the issue.
What
happened to it? Sure what happened to it. And that, but they said there was trucks all lined up along 26 on the side of the road.
How many other deliveries did that put behind?
Right. You familiar with the Chevrolet lot up here, how they got a big dip going into their parking lot?
Not 100%, but
I was coming through there. There was a pickup truck was pulling a really long gooseneck, and at the end of the gooseneck, it had like, you know, the drop down so you could fold down the ramps and everything. And the tail caught right there, and the wheels were 6 inches off of the ground, and he was just stuck there.
Gotta watch that. They get high centered real easy.
Centered, right?
High centered because you can't go anywhere. You're up in the air.
Plus, clear of the lane on Wade Hampton.
That's it. There's a couple of shops that I go into that I can't hit them straight on. I have to come in catty corner so that I don't drag.
Sister-in-law's driveway is, man, it's so steep, my truck will bottom out in the front if you get it straight.
Because everybody talks about how bad my driveway is, or how steep it is, and I don't have that problem there.
It must be a 25 degree.
Steep.
Backed out of it, Susan thought I ran off the road.
We are stopped for the third time, all the way on 290.
That by next year, right?
Should be done with it by August, but we'll see. They're making really good time on it, more faster than I thought they were going to.
weekends, so I've seen them there welding pipe on the weekend.
The jobs, they get a bonus, they get it done early. For long, you'll be able to go camping right here on 290.
There's some camp spots. Looks like either that or some long-term tiny homes.
Different?
A lot, really.
They're fancier than the other one, right?
That's right. And them tiny homes are like $75,000 to $100,000. It's like it's stupid ridiculous.
That's why I could never figure out the difference between apartments and condos and townhomes. They all look like apartments to me.
I was looking, it kept popping up on my Facebook. I see there's a resort right there at 26 and New Cut Road. It's right there. And then there's another one up there at... right by the farmer's market, across the interstate from the farmer's market up there in Asheville.
I've been up there in a little while.
Restaurant that is that they're building next to Biscuitville.
I was going to ask you if you knew, but I keep forgetting to ask you.
Recognize the building, but I don't know.
See there, it kind of looked like an Arby's, but man, not quite.
Make it. It says I can go 24 more miles, and I'm right here at 290 now.
I'll make the stop in the morning to get fuel.
Go to Ingles, pick up some drinks for tomorrow. They're feeding us, and I got to, I might as well get gas there, I guess.
Well, the way you can kill two birds with one stone, right?
This went down. I saw you pull the a million barrels of gasoline from the reserves. I guess he's trying to run that down, too.
Out of the Northeast Reserve that's up there in New York and New Jersey. I don't know if they're just going to keep it up there or what, but I don't know.
And he needs the boat check.
It's a good possibility that's what they're doing, but... leave a little room, see if anybody else was in there.
Gift of you. I can't believe a million barrels would really make a difference.
They're using, what, 11 million barrels a day or something?
I don't know how much they were using.
He said all at one time they were going to do it over Memorial Day through the 4th of July.
Trying to figure out the world problems. WW4GET.
Afternoon, Matthew, KL4HKX, and no, I quit trying, just like to talk about them.
Afternoon, Matthew, KN4GFW.
How's it going? Hey, guys, I hope your days went well. I'm just asking for a quick radio check. You got any engine noise in the background? I did some wiring, harness rewiring here.
Good on my end, Matthew.
Yeah, it sounded real good over here in Greer.
I was having some voltage fluctuation issues on this Yaesu, and I ended up running 10-gauge stranded direct through it, put in a new fuse block inside for the radios and accessories, and just looking at the voltage meter on the radio, it's already better, so that's a good thing.
I wouldn't change anything on it.
I was sweating a little this afternoon, holy smokes. Nice day, though, nice day.
It's about 84 over here where I'm at.
In Greer, but I'm going to have to leave you guys. I'm pulling into Ingles now, so I'll say 7-3. Everybody have a good evening, and I'll catch you guys in the morning. KN4 GFW.
Have a good evening, KL4
HK. Please, Ken, have a good evening, and drive carefully. Take care.
Your day.
Yeah, no complaints. Got a lot of, you know how it is when you go away for 4 days, you get behind. So, got a lot of inside stuff done that I need to get done, and got out here because tomorrow morning I got to play landscaper. So I figured I'd get this wiring harness and fuse block put in it's been staring at me, you know, the last 2 weeks, so needed to get it done.
You not got any flights this week?
I'm off to Tuesday, actually. Got family coming in, and so it'll be a good family weekend, my sister's 70th surprise party.
I'm glad y'all can do that, then. I'm sure she'll enjoy the surprise.
I think she will. No doubt that I hope she doesn't have a coronary with a surprise, but she's got, as far as I know, she's got a good heart, so she should be okay. I repeated that time. Try it again, Patrick.
There's a coronary.
I blocked you because I thought you missed the repeater the first time. Go ahead and say that again.
That's something you don't want to give somebody with a surprise as a coronary.
Especially on their birthday, right? No, I think she'll be good. I think she'll be good. But, yeah, so looking forward to that. That's the plan. And then work back to the grind on Tuesday.
I'm getting ready to back into my spot, and then I got to back up this driveway, so I'm going to clear out. Good to talk to you this afternoon. Your radio's sounding good, so maybe we'll catch you in the morning. 73-KO4-HKX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Patrick, have a good one. Drive carefully up the hill, and hope to talk to you a little bit later or tomorrow. Take care. WW4JET is clear.